It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, I would like to welcome you to this great show. And if this is not your first time and you're a frequent on this show, I want to welcome you back to another segment. And you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it is time for our devotion. So if you're new, you can as well share with everyone you know so that they can be on this platform and we can all fellowship with the King of Glory together. Today is Saturday, the 13th of July, 2024. And this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And today is a special day because it also happens to be the birthday day of the wife of the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Mrs. Foluke Adeboye. We want to wish her a happy birthday here from our studio. So if you are listening to me this morning, I want you to say first, thank God for today, like we will always do on this show. We can never forget that, the power of thanksgiving. And when you are done saying that, thank you to our Lord Jesus Christ for another beautiful day. I want you to also take a second of your time to say a word of prayer for our mother in Israel, the wife of the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Folu Adeboye. Once again, I want to welcome you to this segment of our show and I want to say good morning. What a beautiful time to be alive. Today, like I said, is the 13th day in the month of July 2024, and it's a beautiful Saturday. Today, we're looking at a topic that says the law of unity. The law of unity. Our aim today will be taken from aim 4 from our Open Heaven Manual. To the work, we are servants of God. To the work, we are servants of God. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Songs of Solomon from chapter 5 to chapter 8. Song of Solomon from chapter 5 to chapter 8. And our memory verse today will be taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. Our Bible reading for this morning will be taken from The book of Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1 to 8. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1 to 8. And I read, "Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, and they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, 'Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly.' They had bricks for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves. Let us be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, 'Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, and they may not understand one another's speech.' So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Open Heaven devotional says, the topic again is the law of unity. The law of unity is one of the most amazing laws that God set up on the earth. The Bible states that one will chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000 in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 30. This doesn't make any sense mathematically, but I have found it to be true. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, Matthew chapter 18 verse 19, that if two people shall agree concerning a thing, it shall be done by his Father in heaven. In other words, if you have prayed and are yet to get an answer, find someone to agree with you in prayers, and you will receive the answer. In the book of Psalm chapter 133 verse 1 to 2, Psalm 133 verse 1 to 2, the unity amongst brethren is likened to the anointing. Unity is a very powerful force. It is so powerful that even the Holy Spirit did not descend until the disciples were in one accord in the upper room in the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. There are certain things you will never achieve until you apply the law of unity to it. A husband and wife who are always fighting are denying themselves of many great things. If they can only humble themselves, resolve their differences, and agree as one, they will become a great force against all their problems, and there will be nothing beyond their reach. Church members who are always gossiping about each other or quarreling amongst themselves don't know what they are losing. In our Bible reading for today, some people came together to build a tower that would reach heaven. God saw them and said that they would achieve their goal because they were united. This was thousands of years ago when there was hardly any technology. In other words, God was saying that even without adequate resources, unity alone was enough for them, for those people to build such tower. In the early days of RCCG, we had no money. We didn't even have money to pay all the staff, but we were very united. As a result, we did many great things, including building the biggest auditorium of that time. There is absolutely no gain in being divided. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25. Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 says, "A house divided against itself shall not stand." Whenever the devil wants to destroy a move of God or hinder Christians from achieving something, it sows discord amongst them. One of the many reasons I bless God for the wife He gave to me is that He is always facilitating unity. She's always facilitating unity everywhere she goes. She's always bringing people together, never allowing disunity in any group she belongs. Even with my extended family, she is a binding force. She will never allow anybody carry a long face around her. Whatever the problem is must be solved before anybody goes to bed that day. That quality is a divine gift that has been a great blessing to my life and ministry. Never give room for disunity. Don't let the devil win. Don't allow disunity. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Please pray for my wife, that the Lord will bless, will continue to bless and use her mightily as she celebrates her birthday today. Pray for the wife of the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Pray for her that the Lord will continue to bless her and use her mightily as she celebrates her birthday today." If today's Open Heaven has also blessed you, you can also be a blessing to somebody by sharing. How can you do this? Kindly visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can see all our past and current podcasts. You can see all our Open Heaven devotionals. Click on the share button and share with somebody today. You might just be saving a soul. We are also always live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station. You can listen to us live via our website, www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can also download our mobile applications on Play Store and iOS. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and you can download and listen to this and many more interesting segments. Till you hear my voice again, remain blessed. Have a wonderful day. Bye.